Europe.
Ukraine. Digging for victory. Why Russia is trying to seize a vital coal mine.
On the outskirts of the eastern city of Pokrovsk, two women stand waiting for their lift. Like most civilians in the city, they have already fled elsewhere, but they have come back to collect some belongings. They are standing by a boarded-up petrol station, which was bustling just a few months ago. Russian troops are creeping ever closer, and a full-scale battle for the city is about to be joined. New defensive lines have been dug to the west of Pokrovsk, to which, if and when it falls, Ukrainian troops will hope to fall back. A plume of smoke can be seen rising in the distance. The Russians are now barely 8 kilometres from Pokrovsk's eastern outskirts. But they have more than this strategic road and rail junction in their sights. The jewel in Pokrovsk's crown is a huge modern mine, 15 minutes' drive to its southwest. Just outside the village of Udachne, it towers over the surrounding fields. Last month it took its first war-related casualties when two women were killed in an attack. The Donbass region, once an area of endless steppe, was industrialised in the late 19th century when it was part of the Russian Empire and was found to lie on rich seams of coal. These then powered its iron and steel industries. When Ukraine lost half of Donbass in 2014 to Russian-backed separatists, the loss of mines there meant a loss of 80% of its coal deposits. And in 2022, during the siege of Mariupol, the city's two steel plants were destroyed, devastating Ukraine's steel industry. One of them, Azovstal, became internationally famous as Ukrainian troops staged a last-ditch defence there. Pokrovsk's mine is far from being a rickety old Soviet relic. It opened in 1990 and now belongs to Metinvest, a company owned by Rinat Akhmisov, one of Ukraine's richest men. Metinvest also owned the two Mariupol steel plants and one of the largest coking coal production plants in Europe, which was in Avdiivka and was destroyed last year. Now he faces the loss of this mine too. It is widely believed that for the Russian leadership, targeting Mr. Akhmitov's assets has, apart from undermining the Ukrainian economy, added benefit of revenge. Until 2014, the oligarch was a key political and economic player in Donbass and Ukraine, and the Kremlin doubtless believed he would side with its separatists and with Russia. When he came down on the side of Ukraine, they saw this as a betrayal and seized his properties. Today, even the gleaming stadium he had built in 2009 for the Shakhtar Donetsk football team that he owns lies abandoned. Along with its associated plants and administration buildings, the Pokrovsk mine group employs 6,000 people, of whom some 1,000 are currently serving in the armed forces. It is the largest coking coal mine in Ukraine. Its coal, used for smelting iron ore, is vital for the country's remaining steel industry. This year, Metinvest hoped to mine 5.3 million tonnes of coal there. In 2023, Ukraine's steel plants produced 6.2 million tonnes of crude steel. In 2021, though, before the loss of the two Mariupol plants, Ukraine had produced 21.4 million tonnes. That year, Ukraine was the world's 14th largest steel producer, but in 2023, it had tumbled to 24th. According to Andriy Bazarov, an analyst, the Russians do not even need to take the mine to throttle Ukraine's remaining steel industry. As they advance, they will try to cut its power supply and shell the road that takes its coal west to the remaining steel plants. They will then do the same at another smaller mine, 18 kilometres north of Udachne, at Dobropila, he thinks. Before the full-scale invasion began in February 2022, steel accounted for a third of Ukraine's exports. Since then, the economy has shrunk by a third. Oleksandr Kalankov, the head of Urkametallurgprom, a metals and mining industry lobby group, said at a conference last month that the loss of Pokrovsk's coking coal would lead to a further disastrous loss in steel output. "This year we can reach 7.5 million tonnes," he said, But in the event of the loss of Pokrovsk, it will be 2 million to 3 million tons. And the Russians know it.